Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, I'm going to reiterate a couple of things here that I say often because time is growing short. We need to vote early. And I'm talking about we being the people that want this country to regain its status, to regain its economic prowess, to regain our civil liberties that have been stripped from us by this administration. We absolutely need to vote early, but it's got to be drop it off. Don't mail it. USPS court case in Pennsylvania shows you how the post office is complicit in election interference and voter fraud. I'm sorry, folks. That's what the results say. I have a hard time believing your local postman's involved, but the leadership is, and they're not even cooperating with court orders to produce evidence and discovery. So we need to do this. Don't mail it. Don't use the voting machines. You need to go to the drop boxes. That gives you the least amount of interference possibility with your vote counting to the full extent, and encourage 10 other people to do this. It's this critical because with illegal aliens voting, and don't tell me it doesn't happen because Tom Fitton right now is on Twitter. Tom Fitton, right? You know who he is. Great legal scholar. Judicial Watch does the work of the people in filing lawsuits on our behalf that none of us could afford to file. And he has found through discovery about illegal aliens voting in great numbers in DC. Well, if it's happening there, it's happening across the country. Do you know it's a law in California now? You can't even be made to show ID when you vote. Oh, but you do when you buy liquor, or if you get pulled over by a police officer, you have to show ID, and you should, but not when you vote. That's because these Democrats know the only way they stay in power is to cheat. So we've got to do our part and counter the cheating. Early voting, no mailing, no voting machine. Okay. All right. So impassioned plea here. Also, too, the economic news keeps getting worse. And I feel like Debbie Downer because every time I start to mention the economy, there's no good news. It's like World War II for the US in early 1942. There was no good news. And there's no good news here, except we in America know how to win. We do. We know how to win economically. But right until that happens, until we get the right administration in there that will actually give a crap about the welfare of the citizens, then we've got to take matters into our own hands. No. Put down the pitchforks. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you need to divest from the dollar as much as possible because it's going down. And you need to invest in gold, which is what, 2,700 now? Silver starting to jump. Now is the time because gold's going to go to 7 to 10,000. Oh, people laughed when I said it's going to go to 2,000. And I said that 2 years ago. No one's laughing now. Silver is the centerpiece of everything in climate mitigation. And even if Trump is elected, this is still going to go on. European Union, yeah, exactly. I mean, we may change course and begin to really produce our own natural energy, but that doesn't mean the rest of the world is. So silver is going to escalate and has started, just started. So what you do is you have a retirement in the bank. You know, the banks can keep it. Dodd-Frank 2010. You've been declared to be an unsecured creditor. Most people don't know this. Look it up, Dodd-Frank 2010. And that means that you can't leave your retirement there. If the bank begins to falter, goodbye retirement. Can you start over? You don't have to. Noble Gold can help you extricate that retirement, put it under your control, and back it with precious metals, which is a heck of a lot better than backing it up with a depreciating asset called the dollar. It hurts me to talk about the dollar this way, but the reality is here. Noble Gold can do all this for you, and they like to give you a little gift. 10 of these, 1 ounce Donald Trump, 1 ounce silver coins. Love it. It's so pure, too. And it's just a way of saying thank you. Now, for full disclosure, to satisfy our federal regulations, I must disclose to you that I have been an advertiser for Noble Gold for 8 years. I have been a loyal customer many times over with both gold and silver over 7 years. And I've never been happier with the company, and you will get no pressure. And in fact, to show you no pressure, going to send you a free information packet that details more of what I've told you. It'll be in layman's terms. It'll have Noble Gold's number, 877-646-5347. And all you got to do to get that information packet is go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And all we need is your email. We don't need anything else. We're not going to sell your information to anybody. We're not Facebook. And then you'll get that instantaneously. And that number will be right there prominently displayed for you to call Noble Gold. And I'm going to warn you, you have to close your own deal. They're trained to answer questions and facilitate the process. But it will be like, okay, is there anything else I can help you with, Mr. Hodges? Yeah, I'd like to finish this deal. Okay. That's how my first conversation went with them. Federal government also wants me to tell you that there are no guarantees and that past performance can't be construed with future expectation. And I agree with giving that warning in good faith, except I'll say this. Customer for 7 years. DaveHodgesGold.com. All right. Along these lines, in the financial lines, the ad fits right into this. You're about ready to get robbed blind if Kamala Harris cheats her way into the White House. First of all, we've talked about the polls. You cannot believe the polls. But even the cheating polls can't deny the trends of Donald Trump. But they're not factoring in the illegal alien voting equation. They say 5 million illegals could vote across the country, and the flying in of the illegal aliens are doing to avoid the Border Patrol numbers that would go to the public. And they're flying them in now. Guess where they're flying them into? The seven swing states. Yeah. And if Kamala gets in, there's something that she once talked about early in the campaign, and she is tone deaf on this now because she knows it'll keep her from being elected. Also, Janet Yellen, going back 2 years, talked about this. She's the former chairman of the Fed, and she is now the Secretary of the Treasury. And she talked about this extensively. She gave multiple Senate and congressional presentations about something called unrealized income. What it should be called is government thought of a new way to steal money from you. I have never seen or heard of such a thing. Did you take econ in college? Okay. Did you ever take a class like free enterprise or what like that when you were in high school? Most of us took a course like that. And you will never have heard of these terms until recently when these Bolshevik communists, and see, there are people that don't think you have rights, you're only here to serve them, and what's theirs is theirs, and what's yours is also theirs. These are the mentality of these people, and they are inventing ways to separate you from your money. And it's really a reflection of their allegiance to the World Economic Forum, whose favorite saying is, you'll own nothing and be happy. Klaus Schwab. That was a hot topic about 3 years ago. I think it's going to be a hot topic again. Here's how unrealized income works if you've never heard of me talk about this before. You bought your house, and we're going to just use round numbers. Let's say 20 years ago, you bought your house and it was worth $200,000. Okay, now your house is worth $700,000. And that's a modest increase for 20 years. Guess what you owe? Well, Janet Yellen wanted a 43% tax on the difference. So if you go to sell your home, and the average American moves every 5 years, if you go to sell your home, there's that $200,000 to $700,000 gap. There's $500,000 of taxable unrealized income. Well, 43%, I mean, you're pushing what about $230,000? Now, Kamala, very early in her campaign, was saying 25%. Look at the number doesn't make any difference. What they're telling you in the campaign can be a bold-faced lie. It could be 80% when they get done with this. But let's just use Kamala's figures, okay? So you got 500,000 And you've got to pay a 25% tax on that. Do you have that money? And if you transfer or have the property set to be inherited by your heirs, you owe the same thing. Your estate, or they will have to pay the difference. We're already seeing this on capital gains taxes with regard to some farmer property. And I've had farmers contact me. And when I first heard about this was what, 3.5 years ago. It wasn't too long after Biden and Harris were in office. And I said, I don't see how they can do that, because this was a foreign concept to me at that time. And they said, Dave, they're trying to eliminate the generational transmission of farms. And there were other things they brought up too. And I just said, well, I know farmers really aren't treated the best by this administration. Is this really true? Well, then I found out there's a whole lot of other things too, like right of way stuff that's going on across the country right now. It's just horrible. And these farmers are having their middle of their farmland disrupted by carbon capture programs and so forth. So the farmers are really under attack, but they have been subject to these capital gains kinds of taxes as well. And if you remember when Biden first brought this in, do you remember how he tried to exempt non-whites? It was only going to be a white person tax, and the Supreme Court struck it down. It shows you just the radical nature of these people. So Kamala's not talking about this. So let's project puppet Kamala into the next year, and they manage to get the votes they need in the swing states by hook or crook, and she's now your president. Maybe it'll be 25%. It should be no percent. Unrealized income. You're not making money off of that. In fact, let me go to the opposite. The opposite is true. The opposite is when your home appreciates, you're not benefiting from it. Unless you buy a rental property and hope to resell it, you're not benefiting from appreciation. You are being penalized because of property tax values based on the value of your home. So you're living in your home, and this is what's killing a lot of fixed income people now. Right. Their home at the time of retirement, let's say, was $500,000, and it's appreciating at 20% a year now because of this crazy economy and BlackRock buying up all homes, driving up the prices. And all of a sudden, they find their home is worth 800,000, and they got to fork up another 400 or 500 a month for property tax, and they're on a fixed income. And this is causing a lot of older people in America to sell their existing homes, not because they're too old to take care of it, but because they're too far along in fixed income to be able to compensate for the rampant inflation, but most of all, the increase in property tax. This is a huge problem in our country. And what bothers me, and this kind of tells you that you really can't trust Fox News. And I don't mean all the people. Mark Levin, he's fine. Okay, I think Jesse Waters, he's kind of Tucker Carlson Jr. But the network itself is owned by extreme liberals. And I look at Fox as the controlled opposition. Because, see, I think Bret Baier should have thrown a home run pitch, or just right down the middle. Go ahead, Kamala, knock it out of the. Kamala, when you were first running, you talked about unrealized income. Are you still going to do that when you become the president? It should have been the first question he asked after immigration and inflation. That should have been question number three. Now, I realize he had a hard time asking questions because she went in there with the idea that we're going to hold the ball and run out the clock because I'm just going to talk over everything, including not letting you finish your question, Bret Baier. Okay, but he should have asked her that. And why aren't the people on Fox News asking, will she bring back unrealized income? She was sure as heck talking about it, and Janet Yellen's popularized it. This is a popular theme on the left to separate people from their money. And this isn't being asked, except right here on the Common Sense Show. And this ties right into what I say to you about noble gold. The only way you're going to keep up with inflation is by diversity and being in precious metals. That's it. I'm just going to make more money and get a second job as inflation eats up your second income. We're in big trouble. We're in big trouble. And I'll renew my asking. You need to get 10 other people to vote, not just yourself. but 10 other to overcome what's going to happen on November 5th and after. Pennsylvania is already saying, we're going to take days to have to count the votes. Well, what happened before? Trump was leading in Pennsylvania when the polls closed, right? And they did the preliminary counting, but all those late ballots just magically changed the election in six of the seven swing states as well. What a coincidence. You need to get people to vote. It needs to be so overwhelming, we can overcome any potential cheat factor or illegal alien voting, which is also a cheat factor. We'll see you back here next time. God bless.